So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
It is the morning news, Nancy and Jason. As always, we are joined for our local business community update by the CEO and president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
It's great to be seen.
It's new in your world. Any colleges and universities locally maybe thinking about going elsewhere?
Well, there's a setup.
A lot of concerns about Penn State and these satellite campuses.
It's an interesting regional challenge, of course, because as most people know, having read what came out of University Park, Penn State is looking to close down a number of the Commonwealth campuses. Obviously, we have three important ones right here. Actually, four if you go into Schuylkill County as well. Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Hazleton are kind of on our radar. And I'll say this to start with, that we at the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce have a fantastic working relationship with Penn State Scranton. So I wouldn't sit here and just do a commercial for Scranton, but rather for the region and all three of the campuses that bring something valuable in slightly different ways to the business community and to the population of northeastern Pennsylvania.
Now, we're not going to know until mid-May which satellite campuses or Commonwealth campuses are actually closed down. If we're looking at this area, I cannot believe that they will not save at least one, and I'm hopeful for two in this region.
Nancy, I think you make an important comment here about more than one, because while we are geographically a singular area, think about it in an odd way. Hazleton is always, maybe it's because of 81, it's sort of cut off in a sense, even from Luzerne County proper. So, I mean, they have their own transportation system, for example, and it's always kind of been that way. In fact, there's, from a certain perspective, lower Luzerne County sort of leans more towards the Lehigh Valley than north. I found that experience when I worked in the healthcare industry in the past. But nonetheless, but what I think is something that's worth looking at from the standpoint of Penn State, from University Park, is Penn State Scranton, for example, has some really unique programming, and in fact, invested in the last several years in a big way in things like the engineering building, brand new engineering building, great program, and beefed up the engineering program itself such that an associate could also be a bachelor's degree in engineering, with plans originally on the books to expand that into some of the other elements of engineering, to electrical and the like. Right now, it's sort of civil engineering is the base, but it's a great program. And it's got great resources. They've already invested. Likewise, nursing. They put a fantastic nursing center in at Penn State Scranton. And I can tell you this, if you look at the workforce needs of northeastern Pennsylvania, and I always make these off references to the Institute for Public Policy Terry Ooms' operation, have great data on the needs of the community moving forward. And nursing is almost every time is at the top of that list. So there's an important investment locally in an important local need. Flip the table over to Hazleton. Hazleton's got a really strong IT program. And Wilkes-Barre has some unique components. So if you're going to close one or close two, if the thought is you're going to consolidate everything into a single location, it may not be possible because of the physical needs of the locations. And
nobody's
sitting on an empty building. You know, you're talking about distance. Scranton to Hazleton is like 50-plus miles. Mm-hmm. So are the students that are at Penn State Scranton, are they likely to jump in their car on a daily basis and go down to Hazleton? Not likely. There probably is not going to be much of an overlap. I have some data on Scranton. So Scranton has enrollment right now of 820 students. The interesting and unfortunate thing is apparently the cutoff for the list of campuses that were listed that are going to remain open was 900 students.
Oh, wow.
And Scranton has been at 900 in the past. It just happens to be below that barrier right now. Think about this. They identify the campus, Scranton, as serving five counties: Lackawanna, Pike, Susquehanna, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. But there are also a number of students, 65 from Luzerne County and 47 from Monroe County. Seven counties are being served by the Scranton location. I don't have data. I don't have comparable data for the other campus sites. But I guess what I would say about this is, one way or another, there is a unique element to the Penn State product. We at the Chamber, almost all the colleges and universities in northeastern Pennsylvania are members of the Chamber. And we support them and we work with all of them at a very high level. But again, we have a kind of a unique relationship with Penn State Scranton. It started with Dr. Marwan Wafa, the previous chancellor at Penn State Scranton, who ultimately became very active with our Chamber, was on our board, on our executive committee. In fact, I believe at one point he was the secretary of our board. But more than that, he was really active as a voice for how to connect the business community to the educational experience. Deeper than that, it goes a lot deeper than that, because a whole host of the professors on that campus are friends of ours that work with us. They work with us on our entrepreneurship programs. They work with us in education of leadership programs. They work with us hands-on with some of our members. We have two professors from Penn State Scranton that actually went through our recent Techcelerator program for business startups. And it was like having an extra professor on the team because they were a part of it, two really smart and very active guys. And so I say this unabashedly. We love working with Penn State Scranton. If we lose that resource, someone might ask, well, what would happen? And Jason, you and I were talking about this earlier.
Oh, what I mentioned on the air a couple of days ago about the opportunity would exist for the community colleges locally to step up and fill that void.
Yeah. It's
theoretically.
That's right. I mean, the one advantage we have as a region is we do have a wonderful mix of very high quality higher educational institutions at the entry level, like LCCC and Lackawanna. And then at the highest ends, really, you know, Wilkes, King's, Misericordia, University of Scranton. So we have, and a lot in between, right? So we're lucky in that regard. But what it seems to me to be unique about Penn State, the Commonwealth campuses, is not only are they filling a niche of those individuals at a lower price point, individuals maybe with lower income socioeconomically, tremendously high, nearly 50% of the students that are at Penn State Scranton, and I would venture to say this is probably true at all these, this is the first person in their family going to college. It is a portal, so to speak, for people of a certain socioeconomic status, but it's also a place where people often are working. They need to work when they're going to school. So that's consistent mm-hmm. across all of these campuses. So that's not always the case with some of the other places. Now, and I'm not disparaging anybody. We want everybody to get as much
education as
possible.
They all work together.
That's right.
It would just be a big loss to not have Penn State Scranton. And I would say Penn State Wilkes-Barre as well.
Yeah. All three of them, Nancy, have the other advantage of connecting back to University Park. So it isn't just that you're coming to Penn State as at a satellite campus in Commonwealth campus in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, or Hazleton, but you are directly available resources, University Park, the World Campus, which is their online resource, and Penn State has hundreds of quality academic programs. So if you go into your freshman year, like a certain somebody speaking right now, with one idea, engineering, Nope, changed my mind. How about business? Nope, changed my mind. How about liberal arts, political science? I was going to look to law school or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the first year, I tried, went through three different ones.
And you can do that, too.
And with Penn State, you have quality programs for all of them. And so you do get that access. And then for those who really do want to have that university experience, you can do the 2+2s. 2 years here, 2 years in State College at the University Park. You can't get that from any of the other colleges, universities. It's just a unique opportunity.
Does Pennsylvania not have some sort of like reciprocal agreement with the community colleges and Penn State or other state universities where if you get a degree, you're not guaranteed, but you get into one of these schools? Do they have any sort of arrangement? I know in New Jersey they had that, where if you hit a certain threshold, you can get into almost any school.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the case in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But remember, Penn State is the land-grant university of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So in essence, it was, by its very, very nature, it's by its origins, was intended to be the entry point for higher education. Started heavily with agriculture, which is still a tremendous element of the programs at University Park. But as it grew and grew and grew, it has been and should be the place that's the first place that should be serving Pennsylvanians.
Not so really true. We're going to know by the end of the semester, they say, in May. They're not looking to local people to get insight, right? This is clearly just them looking at the numbers. And do you feel confident about the future for Penn State's grant and looking at the numbers?
I don't really know the rubric that they're using.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Using for the decision making, I have had really some very good conversations with Dr. Elizabeth Wright, who is the chancellor now of all three of these Commonwealth campuses we're talking about. And Dr. Wright's terrific. She wasn't able to share with me what the ultimate decision making points will be, but irrespective of that, you know, we and others are sending communication both to the president of the university, to our elected officials, and letting them know how important these Commonwealth campuses are to our local economy. I believe, if I had the numbers right, Penn State's grant alone puts about $40 million into the local economy. So multiply that by three right?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
It's a lot coming into Northeastern Pennsylvania's economy. And that's the direct dollars. That's from staffing, some 200 faculty and staff at that location. Like anything, like any situation, be it manufacturing or, you know, or education, there's also the multiplier effect. So if you have 100 employees, how many other jobs does that support? And in this case of education, it's at least another 50 or 60 jobs per 100 employees. So it isn't just how many people are employed there. If these go away, you're going to have a major impact on the small
ripple.
Businesses.
It's a ripple impact.
Yeah. Think about all the different businesses that they deal with, like any business, right? Here at the radio station, you have other vendors and that you use. And if you went away, there'd be a lot of other people hurt, not just the people at the station.
It's true.
It's cool.
So hopefully we wait with bated breath to find out what's going to happen there.
Question I would have, the people at the top care. Sometimes it feels like they don't. And that makes me nervous sometimes because they look at the numbers and they don't think of the people involved.
Well, let me say this. Let me not to take a opposite opinion in this, but let's also be realistic.
Yeah.
The college, the university cannot afford to operate the way they're operating right now.
I understand that completely.
And, having run a large nonprofit through the recession 2007, 2008, and had to deal with very difficult decisions where we ultimately had to, lay off a third of our staff, good people all doing good work, but the money speaks. If you can't pay for it, you can't have it. And so I understand where they are, and I know that they have to make adjustments and cuts. And it's easy for people to look at certain things and say, well, gee, you're spending, hundreds of millions of dollars on the stadium. Why don't you not do that and do this? It isn't the same thing.
No, money is not budgets, coming right? out of it, the budget. It's a completely separate. We get that all the time, and people don't understand that. This is separate from what people pay as tuition.
But even so, the complexity of a large institution like Penn State, it's not as easy. It's not like some people think where you just come in with a hatchet, cut off all these different things. No, you've got to do it with a common sense business approach.
And they know that there's students who want to go here, they just have to be strategic in knowing that, like you said, that number in Scranton is not too far from that 900 cutoff, knowing that if they do have to get rid of one other out of the four, they'll make it up perhaps in that increase there to get them above that.
The possibility is there, but then again, it's the distance thing that could be a problem.
Yeah. And my comment, by the way, I understand I'm thinking more with emotions than I am with the actual facts and numbers.
Yeah, they have to be responsible with the numbers.
That's right. I understand that. That's right. I understand it.
Yeah. I mean, stewards of the public money and people's money for tuition money. You have to look at numbers. Everybody has to. But my final comment that I'll offer on this thing is as someone who is a graduate of Penn State, who went to Penn State Scranton some 40 years ago, it was a great experience for me. And it was the only way that I could have worked it at the time, with family finances and the like. So things haven't changed much. It's still that spot.
My daughter loves it. She is now a junior and she is at main campus, but started at Hazleton and absolutely loves it. And look, Penn State, the football team, doing so great. The volleyball team, national champions. Yeah. So, they've been getting some really great press on those ends as well. We'll see where the numbers go, but we cannot
hold our
breath.
It's pretty spectacular, too. That wrestling team is pretty spectacular.
How could I forget that? They've been spectacular forever. It's almost like you just take it for granted, right?
From the Chamber of Commerce perspective, is there anything you can do at this point, or you can kind of powwow to say, let's try to better our chances, or is it kind of like,
well, you're
this
in
is
communication,
what they're doing?
Right.
Other than talking, is there anything?
Yeah, we're sending correspondence. We're sending messages to let the powers that be, the decision makers, know that we care about this. And we're going to do everything we can to sort of rattle that chain and bang on that drum, whatever.
Not go quietly.
Right. You shall see.
Yeah. And understanding that, and being respectful to the process that we know that they have to go through.
The Chamber has a number of events coming up, which is one of the great perks of being a member of this Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you very much for that Chamber membership.
If I can give a plug, my brother-in-law just joined.
That's right. We appreciate that.
It's awesome.
A lot of things happening. I think I mentioned last time around, we have this really cool program called Expand, and it's for young professionals, and it's a three-part series. The first of the three-part has already come and gone, but it's one of the things where you can do all three or you can do any one of them. And this is going to sound silly, but it's a really cool and fun kind of thing. On April 16th, the young professionals, and you can register for this, There's going to be this a business dinner, business etiquette dinner. And it may sound silly, but the reason we're doing this is we got feedback from a lot of young people saying, like, I don't know how to deal with a business meeting, whether it's one-on-one, small group, or a large group. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to sit there quietly? Am I supposed to do other things? So it's not just about Miss Manners and how you handle the fork. It's about how you communicate and how you interact with people in a business setting. So that's kind of a fun thing.
That's interesting because so many young people, their communications are on devices and face-to-face may not be one of their stronger, you know, fortes.
That's exactly why we did this. We heard from the young people themselves.
It's them. It's not as obviously you'll have probably business owners will say we have these awkward interactions, yep. But young people would like to feel more comfortable. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And also, of course, on the same vein, March 20th is our Workforce Summit at the Radisson at Lackawanna Station, a day-long program for individuals looking for employment or maybe even just want to scout out and see what's in the market. There will be 50-plus businesses represented there. The other cool things that are part of this, we have some really good presentations. I think I mentioned last time Ryan Leckie is going to do a presentation in the morning. And then later on, we have another presentation on AI in the workplace. Again, important for not just for people looking for jobs, but people who are in the workplace right now could learn a little bit about marketing and a little bit about AI. But the other thing is, again, it comes back to the young group, is that we have invited and we're bringing in hundreds of high school students so that they can see what's in the area, the 50 different businesses represented there. And that's really important that we make people aware of the different jobs. The other thing that's happening, March 26th is our annual dinner, which is really sort of the crown jewel of the chamber year. We have a gentleman named Gregory Offner, who's our main speaker. Greg is going to talk about workforce strategies while also playing piano. So he's a very entertaining guy. Our small businesses can also attend the Small Business Internship Fund workshop on March 27th. And then coming down the road, our Empower Women's Leadership program on April 24th up at Kalahari, a regional event. Some 800, 900 individuals, predominantly women, but not exclusively. Great speakers, great workshops all around.
I've been there. That's a fantastic event.
And I've never been invited.
You are invited.
Oh, I am.
There are men at the Women's Empower.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to be silly again, and I'm getting looked at like, don't assume.
My teaser on that is we've picked up a great keynote speaker, someone very, very well known. I think people are going to really jump at this opportunity. I can't give it to you yet.
Tease,
now seeing this person.
I'm just going to assume it's Linda Carter who played Wonder Woman. And until I hear otherwise, that's what I'm sticking with.
It is not, but it is someone nationally, if not internationally known for her athletic skills.
Ooh. Nice. Next episode, we'll know.
Right? Yeah.
That's right.
All right. I'm just thinking, it could have been Linda Carter. All right. This is the Local Business Community Update. The website for the chamber.
www.scrantonchamber.com. All of the information you'd need for any of these events and more available on the website. Likewise, if you need more information, just call the chamber, 342-7711. A whole host of staff available to help you with details of both the programs or whatever your needs are.
And he's the president and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. As always, thank you, Bob Durkin.
Thank you.
We'll do this local business community update. It's the second Tuesday of every month.
Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to represent the business community on your show.
And we like having you.
The Local Business Community Update.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.